Hey, I'm Jeremy Loeb with BPR News. You're about to hear an interview with Dr. Michael Walden. He is an economist out of North Carolina State University. He is about to release a new book called North Carolina Beyond the Connected Age, The Tar Heel State in 2050. And he spoke with me by phone on Thursday, July 6th, 2017.
A couple key findings. First of all, I think North Carolina will continue to grow. I'm predicting that we'll go from about 10 million people today to 13 million people in 2050. Many of those people, however, will live in cities. North Carolina is rapidly urbanizing. About a third of our counties, 33 out of 100, will actually depopulate. So we're going to become a more urbanized area. Jobs are going to concentrate in the big urban metropolitan areas. Second, I think, big finding or big forecast is that we're going to continue to rely, however, on that population growth being generated by people moving here from other states. North Carolina has been a very attractive state for people to relocate from the Midwest, from the Northeast in particular, some from California. So if that stops, then we're not going to see that population growth, but I predict that will continue, particularly among new job entrants as well as among retirees. And then maybe the most important discussion I have in the book about the future, it regards the job market. And of course, that affects everyone. People want to know where the jobs are going to be, what kind of education they need to have, et cetera. And the big question mark looming over that, however, is what is technology going to do to the job market? There's a lot of discussion, has been a lot of discussion about a new wave of automation where technology, which is becoming more and more sophisticated, will be able to do more and more of the jobs that humans do. And it's not just low-paying jobs or manufacturing jobs. It can be decision-making jobs, white-collar jobs, et cetera. And I'm not smart enough, and I don't know that anyone's smart enough to know exactly what jobs are going to be taken away by technology. But what I think this means is we have to watch this, number one, and we, number two, have to make sure our educational system, particularly our higher educational system, community colleges, and four-year colleges are able to be limber enough and adaptable enough to change to focus, for example, on where new occupations are springing up and move resources away, perhaps from training programs for occupations that are falling by the wayside. I think that's going to be very, very important for higher education in the future.
Okay. Now, in the article that I read from the Associated Press, they had mentioned some interesting numbers that you had on middle-class jobs or middle-paying right. jobs. And why is it that we seem to be going in the opposite direction of where the country seems to be going?
Well, the country is the same trend. It's just a matter of degree. And what's happened in the country for the last couple of decades is what economists call a hollowing out. If you look at where job growth is, it's among high-paying jobs, usually requiring a college degree, and among lower-paying jobs in, for example, the food service, hospitality, accommodations, et cetera. Those two sectors, high paying, low paying, have generated most of the jobs. Where we're seeing a lack of growth, or it's been very small growth, is in middle paying jobs in areas like manufacturing, in particular construction, education, et cetera. And we've seen that at the nation. What's different about North Carolina in the time period I looked at is 2001 to 2015, is while the nation did add a few, very small percentage, add about 3%. There was about 3% growth for middle-paying jobs at the national level. It was actually a decline in middle-paying jobs in North Carolina. We declined by about 6%. And so I think it's the same trend, but I think what's different about North Carolina is it primarily comes down to manufacturing. North Carolina traditionally was more of a manufacturing state. This may surprise people. More of a manufacturing state than the nation. About twice as much of our economy traditionally was based on manufacturing. And it was primarily because of our concentration of textile apparel jobs, furniture jobs, cigarette manufacturing jobs. So it's a different manufacturing than, for example, in the Midwest where it's auto manufacturing, but nevertheless it was manufacturing. And those jobs have been decimated by changes in technology, trade deals, et cetera. And so I think that's the reason why we've seen that hollowing out of the job market more pervasive and deeper, if you will, in North Carolina than in the rest of the nation.
And is that also the reason why you're seeing big impact out here in Asheville and Western North Carolina in general?
Yes. If you look particularly at Asheville, for example, Asheville's from 2001 to 2015 increased its higher paying jobs by almost 32%, very, very healthy increase. Lower-paying jobs increased by about 25%, but middle-paying jobs increased by only 3%. So Asheville certainly is growing, but in terms of a job market, it's growing on the two ends of the spectrum. So you very much see this hollowing out of the job market in Asheville.
And I think you noted this, but this, I would assume, this makes it really difficult for people who maybe have a low-paying job to transition upward.
That's right. There have actually been several studies done in North Carolina of what happened to displaced textile workers. And overwhelmingly, what was found is that they don't get retrained, they don't get reskilled, they take lower-paying jobs, particularly in the service sector. And so that is an issue, and I think it's an issue all over North Carolina. It's not necessarily that training programs don't exist. I mean, we have a wonderful community college system in North Carolina. It's very accessible, very affordable. But I think what we've seen in the last several decades among those middle-paying jobs where there have been big cuts is oftentimes the person or the people being cut are middle-aged, 40s, 50s. I'm 67. I know I wouldn't want to go back to school and learn to do something else. And I think that's the mindset of those people. So I think another thing that we might want to think about public policy-wise in the future is really reaching out to folks in that situation and don't necessarily expect that they'll say on their own, I need to go back to school and get retrained. I think they really need to be sought after and perhaps shown some different directions. For example, there are a need for workers in the healthcare sector. Many hospitals have, I think this has primarily been in Eastern North Carolina, have had programs to go out and try to find displaced workers from the manufacturing sector, often male, and try to encourage them to get into a health technician or nursing program. I mean, but that requires a real change in the mindset, for example, of that individual, especially if it's a male, because it's a totally different kind of job. But I think we do need to be more aggressive in trying to find individuals who have been caught in that hollowing out where they've lost their job, find them and try to encourage them to seek other options in terms of training.
Is that initiative that you talked about mostly in the eastern part of the state, is that something that could be recreated or possibly maybe is being recreated out here in the west?
It absolutely is. Yes, it is. And something that many may not realize in the new North Carolina budget, and I think this is supported by obviously the people in the General Assembly as well as the governor's office, is a refocusing, a rededication to apprenticeships. There's a new program called Apprenticeship NC that is, I think, the goal is to redouble efforts to make sure that people are aware that apprenticeships are an excellent way for someone who doesn't want to sit in a classroom and learn things, learn something new. Excellent way to learn a new skill because you're actually on the job working. My late father, who's been gone many years, in the 40s, that's how he learned his skill when he came back from World War II. He worked in the construction industry, and he learned as he worked. So I think that's something that actually went away in North Carolina, actually went away in most of the country when the country was on a surge to make sure everyone went to four-year college. And that's great, but there are a lot of people who perhaps don't want to do that. And also there are good-paying jobs that don't need a four-year college degree. So I'm very encouraged to see this rededication in North Carolina to apprenticeships.
Well, Dr. Walden, congrats on the book, and when does it
Thank
come
you.
Out?
It'll be out in October from University of North Carolina Press. The title is called North Carolina Beyond the Connected Age, Tar Heel State in 2050. It's actually a sequel to a book I wrote 10 years ago called North Carolina in the Connected Age, which documented the massive transformation of the state economy from agriculture and tobacco, textiles, furniture, to the new economy we have today. And this book then takes us from the day and tries to look ahead and say, what might our state economy look like, as well as where we live and government, et cetera. I mean, the whole questions of the future, what might we be looking at in 2050?
And where could people get their hands on that? Is that just going to be in
most
bookstores?
Well, they can pre-order right now. I don't know that it's in bookstores, but they can actually pre-order right now on the various websites that you can buy books, as well as the UNC Press website. So they're available for pre-order.